Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Columbus, Ohio, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. I invite you to open your heart and mind as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing with you regarding the Word of God and specifically on the parable of the sower. We're talking about the parable of the sower. It's so important for you to understand this, as the understanding of this shows you how the Word produces fruit. It also gives you a revelation of the spiritual warfare that Satan brings against you to take the Word out of your heart or stop it from producing fruit. The subject of the parable is the Word of God. The object is how to produce the hundredfold return on the Word as you produce it 30, 60, hundredfold. This is also a revelation of Satan's activity against the Word, and we must know how to overcome his temptation so we don't let him steal the Word. Now, Jesus gave the parable, and then he gave the explanation of it to the disciples, and we read that, and we saw there are four different examples of the Word sown in the heart, four different types of ground. In every case, all heard the Word. All who heard the Word had it sown in their heart. Remember, the Word gets in your heart immediately. And then the question is what we do with the Word in our heart. Fruit bearing is dependent upon the Word in you. It's not dependent upon your circumstances. It is dependent on the Word in you and what we do with the Word, whether we act upon it to bring forth fruit. Now, we've looked at the Word sown by the wayside. That's where they heard the Word. And Satan came immediately to take the Word out of their heart, lest they would believe it and be saved. How was he able to take it out of what was sown in the heart? Because they understood it not. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19 indicates that they heard the word of the kingdom and understood it not. Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in their heart. So that's the way the devil got it out. That's why we need the understanding. We need to thank the Holy Spirit for giving us spiritual revelation and understanding, opening the eyes of our understanding, and he will do that so we understand the truth. The second ground is the stony ground, where there was lack of roots and moisture, causing it to be scorched when the sun came up, and it withered. This is when we hear the Word of God, it's sown in our heart, we receive the Word with joy and gladness. And we pointed out that receiving the Word, if we look in Luke 8:13 and Mark 4:16, we see two different Greek words that shows the scriptural attitude how we should receive the Word. The first word in Luke 8:13 is dekamai, which means a ready reception of what is offered to you, a teachableness, a passive receptiveness to receive what is offered to you. The second word in Mark 4:16 is lambano, which means a self-prompted taking hold of, to apply it in our life. And so the way we scripturally receive the Word is a ready reception of it, passive reception, and then an active taking hold of it to apply it in our life. And the important thing is to be a hearer and a doer of it consistently. The problem in this case is there was no root established. He had no root in himself. He only endured for a while. Then when the pressure came from the attacks of the enemy, the temptation, then they drew back and the devil was able to take the Word out. When tribulation or affliction, same thing, or persecution arises because of the Word's sake, they allowed themselves to draw back. They got offended. They did not continue. They, in time of temptation, they fell away. Affliction, and we looked at this in the last broadcast, means pressure. This pressure comes. Satan brings the pressure against you. He is accomplishing these pressures to try to get you to turn away. In the world, you shall have tribulation, the Bible says. But we are going to overcome because we are not going to give place to that. We're going to speak the Word and resist it. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God, Acts 14:22. That's because we're going to have to go through the pressure of the devil coming against us to try to take the Word out of us, and that's the way we're going to enter into ruling and reigning over our enemy. The other thing that comes against them here on this ground is persecution. The devil tries to persecute us. Persecuting means to put to flight or drive away. pressure or affliction is usually that which attacks you from the inside as such, against your mind. The persecution is usually that which comes from the outside people trying to turn you away from the Word. Religious people trying to tell you that that's not for today, or that God doesn't do this, or people of the world trying to discourage you from acting upon God's Word. That is persecution for standing upon the Word of God. And this is the devil trying to separate you from the Word of God. Remember, Paul went through all kinds of persecutions and afflictions that came at him. He had to endure them as he was preaching the word, because the devil was trying to stop him from continuing and doing what God told him to do. In 2 Timothy 3:12, the Bible says, "Yea, and all they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Why? Because as we walk in line with the word, the devil will try to come to take the word out, and we must live godly, that's a hearer and a doer of the word, in order to overcome the persecutions of the enemy. If you allow affliction or persecution, pressure or persecution, to cause you to fall away in time of temptation, then the devil will take the word out of your heart. The third area is the word sown among thorns. In this parable, the thorns choke the word. This is a person who heard the word, he had it sown in his heart, he understood it, he'd received it with joy, and it started to grow, showing the fact that he was continuing in the Word of God. But Satan came and attacked the Word and tried to choke it out. And there were three things that were listed here. There were the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things. If they enter in, they will choke the Word. Now, that doesn't mean if you have care, anxiety, a temptation come at you, that you have allowed the devil to come in. No, it's if you let it enter in. Same with lust or strong desires or deceitfulness of riches to go after other things other than God's Word. Those deceitful means, if they do not enter in, they will not take the Word out. But if they enter in, and something enters in, if you act upon it, you receive it. And if you reject it, of course, which is what we're supposed to do, that's what Jesus would do. He would reject any temptation of the enemy with the Word of God. He'd declare, "It is written." He would resist the enemy. He would not succumb to it. He would not agree to it. He would not act upon it. And this is important. You will not let the enemy's temptations in if you continue to stand steadfast against them. This particular word for cares of this world, the Greek word is merimna, which means to draw in different directions, to divide, to tear apart. And this is what the devil does, and he does it through care, or the same thing as worry, or anxiety, or an uneasiness of mind, mental suffering, or some kind of oppression of the mind because of the enemy's attacks against you. Care, worry, anxiety, you can even call it concern. A lot of people water it down and say, "Well, I'm not going to be full of care and worry and anxiety, but I am concerned." It's the same thing. How should you deal with something? You should pray the Word of God. That's what we do in order to overcome in the situation. The cares of this world will choke the Word if you allow it to do so. And this is so important. That's why Martha, Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things." The Bible says in Luke 21:34 that the cares of this life will overcharge your heart, and it will stop the Word from producing fruit in you. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests or legal demands be made known unto God." And this is so important, that be careful, be anxious, don't be concerned about anything. What is the answer? Take the situation and pray the Word of God over it with thanksgiving. Speak the Word of God, pray, and make your legal demand to the Lord in prayer, and our Heavenly Father will then be released to bring His Word to pass. So we have nothing to worry about. If we are in care or worry or anxiety of this world, it will allow the enemy to choke the Word out of us. That's why we got to cast all of our care, all of your worry, all of your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. Praise God. The second area is the deceitfulness of riches. If something's deceitful, we're being misled by a false appearance. And this is what the devil does. He tries to mislead our mind. He wants us to look after something other than God's Word. And the Bible talks about that we should not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Don't ever look at things or money or any kind of riches of this world that is deceitful. They're not going to be producing in your life. It is the Word of God that brings forth the prosperity. You can have riches. They can be here today and gone tomorrow. The Bible says that we instead should be serving the Lord. You can't serve God and mammon or riches at the same time. This will choke the Word and hinder you from seeing the production of the Word produce fruit in you. Another third area is lust of other things. The word lust means strong desire. If we have a strong desire for something independent of God's Word, that becomes a strong desire or a lust of other things. And this is so important. We cannot allow lust to take root in us. The Bible says in James 1:14, if every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed, meaning he's been drawn into a contradiction. It says, when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin. You can't let that lust conceive. It conceives if you act upon it and you start doing what that lust tells you to do. It brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, it brings forth death. God says in Romans 13:14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. If you will walk in the ways of the Word, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the Word of God operative in you, and you don't make any provision for the flesh, you don't even consider it, you won't give any forethought to it, you won't even give it the time of day, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to crucify the flesh. We're not supposed to give place to it. We walk in the Spirit by the Word of God and not in the flesh. If we will walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other. This is why you've got to resist the lust of the flesh. What will happen if the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, or lust of other things get in? They will choke the Word. That means it arrests the growth and activity of it. It strangles it completely and stops it from producing. And this is so important. If we do not keep ourselves free of care of this world and deceitfulness of riches and lust or strong desires for other things, then we will bring no fruit to perfection. And this is so important. We have got to continue in the Word, and we cannot let the devil come in and choke the Word. So many Christians yield to care, worry, anxiety, lust, or deceitful things, and let the devil choke the Word out. You need to be wise. Don't give place to the enemy in these areas, and watch God bring forth His fruit in your life. Well, we talked about three of these types of grounds. In the next broadcast, we're going to get into the fourth area on the good ground and see the principles to produce fruit in your life. As we've been going through these messages, we do have a four-tape series on the subject of the Word of God. If you'd like it, all of our tapes are $2 each. For the four tapes, it would be $8. You can request tape offer number 100, and we will send the tapes to you postpaid. To order your tapes, write your check or money order to David Middleton Ministries. My address is David Middleton, 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. We want to invite you to include any prayer requests that you might have. We will pray and agree with you according to the Word of God, and we will be thanking God for bringing that promise to pass in your life. Remember, in the next broadcast, we're going to be going through the parable of the sower again, talking about the fourth type of ground, which is the good ground, and we're going to see the principles of the Word of God that are so important for you to produce fruit in your life. Eliminate the affliction, eliminate that persecution and cares and deceitfulness and lusts, and you will not let the devil take the Word out of your heart. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.